Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. I hope y'all had an awesome weekend. I did. I spent time with a couple of friends and somebody, you know, that's really special to me. Hope he's doing good. So y'all, your girl is just about done with school. This is my last week. Last day is on Wednesday, y'all. That's my final, like the final. Y'all, I'm so fucking excited. I'm so ready to get about that fucking class. Like, looking back now, like it was okay. It was like pretty fun, like the whole experience and everything. Like, the teacher's a cool person. She's just not a good teacher, if that makes sense. Like, she just needs a little work. It was her first year teaching. But, I mean, hey, it's whatever. I made it through. That's all that matters. Y'all, real quick, before we get into something, I just want to talk about that verses really quick, because that shit had me rolling. So, y'all, I just want to read this post about it. Y'all, because it was that whole everything between Pleasure P, the Ray J thing, singing One Wish about his kid, and he just, and then Sam and then was singing it better than him. He got upset. Ugh. It was just a lot. Pleasure when I get off the stage. But that's not the part that I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Mario part, because he was very, what is wrong with me? Y'all, why does this man not like Mario? I mean, you know, I didn't think the verses would get any better, because, you know, Pleasure P was like, oh, this is like, this little battle is gonna be better than the verse that was coming after. And people were like, nigga, you're the opener, what are you talking about? And I was like, I don't think it get much better, because, you know, I was, don't come at me, but like, it's Omarion and Mario. I'm like, I don't think it would be like a really good battle. I mean, hell, but look, I just knew Omarion was gonna dance anyway, because that's what he does. I'm not really a big fan of either one of them. Like, I like B2K, but Omarion was definitely not my favorite. It was Fizz and J-Boog, so. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just thinking about that. I'm sorry. The whole fucking verses was funny. So I was like, maybe Pleasure's right. Maybe it's not going to be any better, but it was. Because Mario. So let me read you this post, y'all, from somebody on Facebook, because I was crying. It said, a few takeaways from last night. This isn't from last, this is, okay, the verses was on Thursday night, so this was Friday when she posted it. A few takeaways from last night for those catching up. Mario called Omarion a dancing little nigga more than two times. He kept telling Omarion he's a terrible singer, and he told him he needs some milk. He said he ain't want to be on that raggedy ass Millennium Tour anyway. Number four, he said Omarion and all his props was embarrassing and their singing was off key. He called everybody and everything terrible. Omarion did all those outfit changes and still sound like Rusty Nichols. Mario is really on Black Air Force energy. He said he was David Ruff and the rest were the Temptations. Y'all know how much I love the Temptations. Number nine, he said the men was weird for eating watermelon Gucci. Then she said 9.5. When Tank got up there, Mario said, oh, y'all singing to each other. Wow. Like a chip Tank dipped. Number 10, that man hit a smooth falsetto to victory and nobody threw a punch. And he told Omarion to his face that unbothered emotion was cap. He was very bothered. He told that man he ain't from no Inglewood and nobody checked him, not even a little bit. Number 12, he told D-Ray to shut the fuck up, and D-Ray basically did. So, the post said, the second he would have called me little in front of those Thousand of Spicy Mommies, I would have had to throw water on all his DJ equipment and started rioting. That man summoned the spirit of Killmonger, Jadakiss, and Gucci because he's still bullying this man. He said, "You can't spell Mario without Mario." What the fuck? Y'all, like, I Mario called Omarion them weird for the watermelon. Omarion talking about weird. Like, yes, nigga, that's very fucking weird. I'm sorry. The whole shit is fucking funny. If y'all haven't seen it, please, please watch this shit. Because I had to wake up early, so I couldn't really watch it. But my friend was sending me updates. So I was like, I'll watch it. And so I wound up watching it later, like that morning before, you know, I saw all the memes. That shit had me fucking crying. Then I seen on Twitter, there's this one post. It said, "Ray J's giving me these type of vibes." And it was when Paul from the Temptation was singing at like the little house get together thing. He was drunk as hell. Oh my God. Oh God, I'm sorry. That's yeah, me fucking crying. Oh my God, like y'all, that shit is hilarious. I'm sorry, y'all. Please watch it. Please just watch it. If you just watch the highlights, the whole shit's a fucking highlight. Please just look it up. Okay. Oh gosh, moving on to the next thing. Y'all have been asking about fucking Joe Bird. First of all, let me tell you about this fucker, y'all. So why he somehow break his phone. Don't ask me how. Whatever. I didn't give a shit. So he messaged me on Facebook asking me what I'm doing and shit. Every time this man texts me, I'm doing the same thing. I'm either at work or I'm in class. Like, it don't fail. He knows my damn schedule. I don't know why he's anyway, so he texts me. Tell him in class, all this stuff. So he's like, you should come see me or something like that. No, he said, when are you gonna come see me? I was like, I sent a shrug emoji. And then I said, why are you messaging me on here and not texting me? He's talking about he broke his phone. So I said, when you gonna get it fixed? He said, I don't know. I was like, okay, I'm done. Then the next day, this man gonna ask me where I'm at. I said, in class. He didn't respond. Okay, I don't give a fuck. Then the next day, he's messaging me, asking what I was doing. At this point, I think I was like, I think this should be Friday. Yeah. So I was at home. I had nothing to do. And I was like, I'm at home. Why, what's up, you know? And he was like, when you gonna let me beat them cakes? I told this man, oh, when you get a new phone. He's talking about for real. Yes, nigga, yes. Like, this man is texting me on a fucking iPad. On Facebook message. You're a trapper, what? Bitch, now, come on, nigga. Like, you claim you a trapper. Where's the money to get your phone fixed to buy you a new phone? I'm just so confused. Like, I don't, like, we were texting the Saturday before, and then, like, he stopped replying, which I don't give a shit. I didn't talk to him for a couple days. Then he's talking about his phone broke. So, what were you doing over the weekend? Somebody, y'all, not somebody to jack this nigga phone. That's what it, oh my God, I just figured it out. Somebody had to jack his phone. Like, no. Let me find out he got beat up and shit. Oh my God. Anyway, so he was texting me about meeting up, and I was like, you gonna go sleep any fucking way? And he's like, no, I'm not. And then this nigga had the audacity to be like, let's fuck in your car. So I just laughed. That's a boy, what the fuck? He's like, what? I was like, first of all, you're supposed to have your own house, so there's that too. I've never had nobody fucking ask no dumbass shit like that. Like, usually, if you hook up in a car, it just happens. Like, you know, you go to Walmart, you decide to hook up or something, or, like, you went to the movies, and after that, you do that, like, or you just be in a car chilling, like, and y'all be talking at the park, and then you just get in the back seat or something, you know, whatever. I just don't understand, because I've never had someone deliberately be like, let's fuck in the car, bae. Like, I'm trying to hit it from the back, you know, I'm standing outside the fucking car. Ugh. The fuck? Like, any, y'all, I don't know. So, me being me, I was just like, why we can't go in the house? You must have a hoe over there. This man didn't take me back for like 6 or 7 hours. Then you gonna make me at 3 in the morning talking about where you at, nigga. I'm asleep. Like, I don't even care. Like, I just probably got crackheads in the house. Anyway, so we're done. We're done with that. Why is my phone? Y'all, not this. I'm sorry, y'all. Some man just texted me. He was, let's get into him. Okay. New dude alert. Yo, I'm sorry. This. Oh, shit. Yo, okay. Motherfuckers is funny. So, you know, a dude's favorite thing is like, damn, how come he was like, you know, they'd be like, damn, how come you ain't got nobody? And shit like that. Motherfucker, shut the hell up. Because I don't like y'all. Y'all get on my fucking nerves. And one time I like somebody, they do me dirty. So, anyway, he's just like, how come you don't have anybody? And I'm like, I'm fucking busy, which I really am. Like, I'm working in school. That's it. Now I'm about to be doing clinicals. So now I'm not going to have an off day at all. I'm going to be 7 days straight. Unless they hire me on my clinical site, and I hope they do, and then I can just work it there. But anyway, y'all, now he just texts me talking about some, oh, so like you ain't got no sneaky like another boy. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me in my sneaky like situation, because you're not going to be it. I hooked up back with one of my old hoes since he want to know so bad. But yeah. My old hoe back, you know, see him a couple days in a row. Why? Don't know, because I was gonna see my other man anyway, but I couldn't wait. But anyway, but yes, why? This is a question for real. Like, why do guys, like, why y'all always be like, damn, you ain't got nobody, you too fine not to have nobody, you too, you know, you're too special, you should be with somebody, like, anybody be lucky to have you? Why do y'all say shit like that? Why? Like, do you want to be like, because I'm fucking crazy or some shit? Or, oh, only fuck dudes that dicks like 9.5 or bigger? Like, that what you want me, like, what? Y'all, why do y'all ask that dumbass shit? Nigga, because I don't fucking know. I don't have nobody. I don't want nobody right now. I mean, I kind of do, but not really. I just want sex. Just a little sex. Just a little head. That's all I really want. I don't really want a relationship. But anyway, y'all. But yeah, for real. Y'all men, let me know. And ladies, your opinion too. Like, I want to know why y'all think niggas be asking that question. Which leads me into another thing about men. Okay. So, y'all know how I always talk about, like, I'm going to fuck somebody daddy. Especially, you know who's dad. Because he's a piece of shit. Well, not the dad, but the son's a piece of shit. And I told him he fuck up again. I'm gonna fuck his dad. And obviously he fucked up royally. So I'm gonna fuck his dad. Anyway, y'all. So there's this older guy at work. He's pretty handsome, you know. He's a white man. And, you know, he's got the whole, like, white hair thing going on. But it has, like, a little dark gray. It's real cute. But he doesn't look old. Like, he, realistically, he'd probably be, like, 40. But, you know, some people go gray super early. So, my thing is, I'm like, And he looks really fit. So, I'm just trying to figure out how old he is. But, anyway, I found out his name. Obviously, I'm not going to say his name. But he's cute, and we talk all the time at work. And then, this one girl at work was like, you must have daddy issues. I was like, why? Because she's like, you're like, oh, man. First of all, I've always liked older men, and it's not because daddy issues. And they don't have to be older. I just like guys older than me. Obviously, little Dum Dum was younger than me. And I've only messed with a couple people younger than me, but it is what it is. But, yeah, I like who I like, but I do like older men. But y'all let me know. Do you think just because you like someone older, does that mean you have daddy issues? Because to me, I mean, I don't really think I have daddy issues because, like, my grandfather was my, you know, like, my dad or whatever. Like, he took on that role. So I feel like I don't, but hell, I just like dudes that I feel like, you know, have their shit together, because obviously the young folks that I mess with don't have their shit together. But y'all, yeah, let me know, because I do want to talk about that one day. Like, I want to have a whole episode on it, but just let me know. But yes, y'all, okay, I'm done rambling, so let's get into today's actual topic. All right, y'all, so we're back on the plant-based diet stuff, obviously. I unintentionally started it, so I'm gonna just keep it going. And you're probably, what the hell you mean you unintentionally started it? Well, y'all, so I want to say probably like Wednesday, yeah, started it. So me being me, like I said, I just eat salads anyway, so I was like, I'll eat this, you know. And just all week, even when I went out, like, I've been getting, like, I went to, like, this hibachi place, and I wound up getting, like, tofu and stuff, and I just haven't been eating meat things, and, like, basically, like, if they have, like, a veggie option or something, or, like, a meat replacement, I've been getting it. And it wasn't like I was intentionally, like, let me just do it. That's just what I was feeling. It was like I didn't want meat. Only ate meat since I haven't been eating meat. Only ate meat once. So yeah, from Wednesday till now. So this would be Sunday night, of course. Yeah, like I ate food today. Like I cooked, y'all, oh my gosh, I cooked such a good meal, but it was definitely not like healthy, but it's okay. It was like fried chicken, collard greens, macaroni, cornbread, and candy yams. So yeah, but it was like at like my family, like some people over and stuff, but yeah, it was great. But yeah, like I said, I've been eating like faux meat, eating that and stuff, and I wasn't trying. It was just like when I was at the hibachi place, I was like, I'll just get the tofu, like teriyaki hibachi thing, right? And then when I went out, and then we had like another damn day, I went and ate Chinese food. I had to get like the stir fried vegetables and stuff like that, noodles and things like that. So it was, I wasn't really trying. It was just like, eh, I'll just get that. I don't know why. I just did it. So I was like, well, hell, let's start this. So when I, let's see, so Wednesday to Friday, I unintentionally did it. So far, I've only had one day where I intentionally did it. The only reason why I didn't do it today was because I knew I was already, like, I had already planned. I can't say already planned. It was semi-planned already, but it wasn't, if that makes sense. Probably not. But y'all, whatever. It was one of the things, it was like, if I cook, this is what we're going to have for dinner. And then if I was like, if I decide not to cook, then it was whatever. So, yeah. So, anyway, I'm going to tell y'all what I've been eating, because I've been writing it down. Excuse me. So, every morning, I do like a smoothie. And the smoothie consists of, I didn't write this down, but I already know it. It's non-fat Greek yogurt, apple, like a little shot of apple cider vinegar, some honey. I have the Silk coconut almond milk mix. It's that mango, pineapple, chia seeds, spinach and kale, and a splash of like pineapple juice. Other than that, that's all I've been putting in my breakfast smoothies. So for lunch, I've been eating Caesar salads as always. That's not new. And then for dinner, like I said, I was eating Wednesday. Like I said, I had the little tofu stuff. And then Thursday, I had Mexican. And then I just had got like, there's a place called Amigos, and so I got like an Amigo salad, but I didn't get the meat on it, so that had rice, onions and peppers, and cheese, and it comes in like a tortilla shell and lettuce and like some tomatoes or something. So that's what I had for Thursday. And then Friday, I went to like the Chinese place with my friend, And that's when I had, like, the stir-fried veggie vegetables. So, Saturday, since I had time, I'm sorry if y'all heard that. That's Dexter on the little scratch post. So, for breakfast, I bought some of those fake egg thingies, the Just Eggs. They weren't bad. I don't eat eggs a lot, so I was like, okay, so I did that, and it wasn't bad. But for lunch, I did a Thai rice salad bowl. It was so good, y'all. Like, so in the bowl, it's brown rice, edamame. Is that how you say it? Edamame? I think so. Cilantro, sweet potato wedges, red cabbage, red and yellow bell peppers, scallions, sriracha sauce, lime wedges, and cilantro sprigs. And then they had like an almond butter lime dressing, and it was really good. It's almond butter lime juice, soy sauce, garlic, and ginger. So that's what I had for lunch that day, and it was wonderful. And then for dinner, I just had this like Morningstar burger, because why not? And I had some fruit with that, and sweet potato rice. So yes, so like I said, today is Sunday when I recorded this. For dinner, I already told you what I had, but that morning I did the Just Eggs in a smoothie. And then for lunch, I did like a miso soup, and that was it. So yeah, it was pretty good, y'all. But like, I really want to try some more recipes. If y'all have some, please let me know. Like, y'all sent me some and I looked at them, but I didn't realize I was going to start this. But most of the stuff I ate for the rice bowl I already kind of had anyway. The only thing I didn't have was almond butter, and so I went to the store and got that. But yeah, y'all, there's a lot of things I wanna try, and I'm really excited for it. Also, somebody got me those big ass water bottles, you know, the one that have like the little motivational shit, and be like, 7 a.m. start your morning off like this, and then like 11, or, you know, shit like that, like every couple hours. Now, y'all, I've been wanting one because I drink a lot of water, but my ass was just like, that's too much. Because first of all, as much water as I drink, I can tell you, so I usually, okay, so I have a 16-ounce bottle, and when I tell you throughout the day, I drink at least like 6 or 7 of those a day. Now, I don't think that's the same equivalent, obviously, as the big ass jug shit thing. But I already go to the bathroom enough, and I was like, do I want to keep going to the bathroom even more? But anyway, certain somebody got it for me. And y'all, when I tell you, today was my first day doing it. When I tell you, I had to pee so much, and I don't know, I felt like I had to pee more. And not like frequently, it was just like when I went to the bathroom, it was just more pee. Like, if that makes sense, like, cause, okay, on a normal day, when I'm at home, and I don't have to go anywhere, I go to the bathroom 4-5 times. 5 times depending on what I'm drinking, but you no more than, yeah, no more than 5. It's usually 4. But I'm telling you, y'all, like, I still went to the bathroom like the same amount of times, but it was just like I had to pee more when I was there. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, obviously I'm drinking more water, I get that, but I was like, to the point where I was just like, yo, I'm sorry, this year probably, what the hell? I was like, damn, I'm still going and still going and still going. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, I feel like I'd rather just go more often than that much at once. I was like, I don't know if my little bladder can handle this. Like, what the hell? But like, it wasn't hard to drink all that water. Like I said, I drink a lot of water anyway, so it doesn't bother me. Am I going to have to, like, spice it up and flavor it eventually? Maybe. I don't know. Because I don't don't drink a lot of flavored water anyway, but I just feel like since that's a big ass jug, I'm gonna have to do like those little Mio water thingies, but not the Mio because I don't really like those flavors. Like a Crystal Light or something, or hell, I don't, somebody. Yo, but that shit's big and it's fucking heavy, and I'm like, and that's another reason why I was like, I don't want to lug that big ass. Don't get me wrong, I'm grateful for the water bottle. I really wanted it. It's really cute. But it was just like, do I want to, that shit's heavy. And so like my water bottle, like, you know, it's not, I can just fill it up a couple of times. It didn't bother me. But yo, like, I don't know. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna use it though. Like, I really do appreciate the water bottle. Am I sticking with that time limit? No, because I'm gonna tell you, I run through water. I feel like I'm gonna end up drinking more than one of those a day. Not like two, probably maybe one and a half. Like, I don't, y'all, are you only supposed to drink it like at the time it says to drink that water? Because me, I just be, y'all, okay. So it says start at 7 a.m. Okay, cool. And then I want to say the next one's at like 9 or 10. Okay, but it was like, I kept already reaching it. So I'm like, do you, okay, for like the 7. So say it's 7 to 9 before the next one, right? Are you supposed to drink like the 7 and then go halfway and then drink it like that, the other half at 8 o'clock, so you can have it at 9? Like, do you only drink like a little bit every hour? Like, how does that, y'all, because I was drinking it and I probably about 1 o'clock, I was already at the 3 o'clock, I think it was the 3 o'clock mark, I was already at the 3 o'clock mark, and so I was like, supposed to last until 9. I'm like, am I drinking this water too fast? Am I not supposed to be drinking it? I don't know, like, am I supposed to just drink, like, because obviously there's more room above the 7. So I'm like, do I drink that until I reach the 7 o'clock mark? And then after that, I wait until 9. So then I drink the water from the 7 to the 9 o'clock mark to say I drank it at 9. How is this supposed to work? Oh my God. Yo. Because I feel like I'm just, like, I'm trying to keep on pace, but I just feel like if I'm thirsty, I'm going to drink it. And then, like, I don't, like, I be throwing the bottle of water back. So, I just feel like maybe I drink too fast. I know drinking a lot of water at once is not good for you and stuff. Obviously, this ain't gonna kill me and stuff, you know, if I'm going to pee and all that. But, y'all get what I'm saying? Like, is there, like, a time? Like, how is this supposed to really work? Tell me. Is the timer really that serious? Because I feel like if I drink it up, I can just go get more water. Like, I don't, y'all, you're probably like, this fucking idiotic bitch. Yo, I was just saying, because when I was looking at it today, I was looking at it and I was like, why am I was like, I don't think I'm supposed to be like already on 3 o'clock and it's only 1. Like, and I didn't realize I was drinking it that fast. And then, like, it hit 5 or 3, and I was just drinking. Like, I wasn't even looking at the time. Like, I didn't, that was the thing, I wasn't looking at the time. I was just drinking the shit, and I would happen to look at the time, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So, let me know, am I supposed to really keep up with the time, like, if I'm drinking whatever? Because I'm gonna drink water regardless, so, realistically, I didn't have to have one with the time. I mean, I don't know why I even asked for that one, because, like, but thank you for the water bottle. I don't know. Like, I don't have a, like, I get the times are to help people who don't drink a lot of water drink water. I get that. I understand. It's supposed to motivate you to drink water with the keep going. You've got this. You're doing great. I think I just really wanted it for the color. It has my two favorite colors on there, so, you know. but thank you. But yes, y'all, anyway, yes, like I was saying, I would really appreciate like recipes and tips and stuff. Because I was looking on like, some websites, and then like they had some good things, and I'm gonna try it. Like I went and got some stuff, and there's a lot of rice bowls. I always keep a lot of rice anyway. I don't know why. I just do. I like rice. And a bitch, I eat that all the time. Like when I tell you, there was a time period when I ate fried rice like twice a week. I was making it at home. I don't know why, but I was throwing them bitches down. But yeah, y'all, like I was just looking at them, and y'all don't give me no bland ass recipes though. Like give me recipes that you're gonna be like, okay, you're gonna really like this. Like this is, give me shit that's gonna convert me. And like I said, y'all, it's plant-based, so like I still can eat a little bit of meat, if it has tofu, I'm fine with it. I just don't want it to be nasty and bland tofu. Like I want it to be, give me like a fucking portobello burger recipe or some type of fucking sandwich. Y'all, I don't know, y'all. Like, I was just looking this up, and I'm like, ugh. Can I do this? Yes, I can. Is it gonna be fun? Maybe, because I'm gonna learn how to cook different things. How often will I eat meat? I said, I gave myself one, two tops, 2 times a week. Like, if I eat one, okay. If I eat two, then, like, I can't eat any more meat for the week. Am I gonna just pick a day to eat meat? No. Like, so I said for today, I already ate my one for the week. If I ate another one, okay. But, like, I'm not gonna be like, you can still have another one. No. Like, I really wanna try this. I just wanna see how it goes. I'm probably gonna weigh myself in the morning and see how much I weigh. And then, okay, let's do it like this. So on Monday we're gonna start, like technically start. Like I'm gonna weigh myself on Monday. So the day this episode drops, I would have weighed myself. Okay, so that would be June 27th. So we're gonna go until July 27th. That'll be a month, and we're gonna see how much I lose. So that's gonna be me on my plant-based diet, me drinking that big ass jug of fucking water, and me going to the gym, y'all. Because your girl trying to be snatched for her birthday, which is what, 3 months away? Yeah, 3 months away. I need to see if I'm taking my ass out of, y'all. What if I get a new fucking job? I'm not gonna have any fucking time to go out the goddamn country. Oh my God. Let me plan it now before I start clinical, so that way, if they do hire me, I could be like, I already got this trip planned. I just won't get paid for it, I guess, but that's fine. Y'all, I should go to Belize. Y'all, give me some destinations to go to for my birthday. If I go to Belize, I can go see my friend. But I do want to kind of go see this person in Houston. 'Cause his birthday is like 9 days before mine. Do I want to spend? Yeah, I don't. Oh my God, y'all, help your girl out. Like, this episode's all over the place. I'm sorry, but yes, y'all. Like I said, give your girl some recipes. You can give me some workouts. Give me some destinations to go to for my birthday. Hell, I don't, y'all. I just want to be looking fine as fuck, okay? Like, because after that, you girl is seeing Chris Brown. A concert, so you know, I wanna have a cute ass outfit on. I always look cute every time I go to concert, but you know, I'm gonna be smaller, so I'm gonna have to, you know. Speaking of Chris Brown, y'all, his album came out on Friday and it was so fucking good. And if y'all are talking about he has too many fucking songs, don't worry, because the nigga dropping a deluxe album, okay? And it's gonna be 10 additional songs, and those are gonna be fucking great. And I'm tired of hearing y'all talking about he always has music out. This man only drops an album every like 3 to 4 years. It's not my fault he has enough fucking content to release something throughout those years that he has not dropped the album. Y'all need to calm down. Just because y'all's fave cannot compete. I don't hear it. 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 I don't want to hear it. But anyway, like I said, y'all, I'm be looking so good at the concert. Ugh. Y'all, I'm so excited. This has nothing, I mean, it kind of does, but it doesn't. But yes, y'all, like that. Back to the plan B. But yes, y'all, like, I'm really excited to start this plant-based journey. One of my old hoe that I'm messing with again. It is so funny, y'all, because when we were talking, like, we were just having a nice little conversation, and he randomly asked me, he was like, have you ever, oh, okay, so this is how it basically started out. Like, I have, like, pretzels, like, a big old tub of them, and he was like, I guess it looked like a protein bottle thing or whatever, and he was like, oh, what protein powder do you use? I don't know what you're talking about. They're pretzels. Anyway, so that's how we started talking about it, and then, I was like, but I've always had pretzel snack on, like, that's one of my favorite snacks, and then, he asked me, like, basically we started talking about the gym and stuff, and then he asked me how my diet is, all this stuff, and then that's when I told him I'm starting this plant-based thing, or whatever. And then he was like, have you ever tried to go vegan? And I was like, I did it for like a month, you know, I told y'all about this. This man was like, yeah. He was like, at this point, he was only vegan for like 4 days. And, you know, he said it was going well. Long story short, this man really ain't even buying the shit. He's just eating the shit in the house and taking the meat out of stuff or not eating the meat. So, like, whatever his family cooks, like. Yes, and this is, I'm pretty sure I talked about it before, it's my best friend's cousin, that one. So whatever they cook in the house, like, he eats everything besides the meat. So basically he just eats the fucking sides. And then they had something like for breakfast. It was like, I have no idea. I think he was like, it was sausage and eggs or something, and like there was sausage in there, and he picked the sausage out but ate the eggs. And I was like, baby, that's, you, if you're a vegan, you can't eat any animal products. So I was like, why don't you go vegetarian? But anyway, yeah, I just find it funny that we're both trying to not eat meat. I guess I'm just doing it the right way, I guess. And he's just, the only reason why I'm saying the right way is because I'm buying the stuff to make sure, like, it's what I want it to be. He's just cheating and going around it, which, hey, it's smart, you know, he has money to buy the shit, he's just lazy. But yeah, but yeah, y'all, like, I'm super excited. He said he's been feeling good since he hasn't ate meat. The last day I saw him when he was on day 5 of his little journey, so I need to text him to see how it's going. But yes, y'all, like, I'm super excited. I think this is gonna be good for me. Like I said, if this is something I enjoy, I'm going to just continue to do it. And if it's a lifestyle change, it's a lifestyle change for me, you know? Like, I'm not going to fight it. But yes, y'all, if you have any comments or questions or concerns, go ahead and leave me a comment. You can DM me on Instagram and Twitter. Leave a comment under the Instagram post that I'm gonna post about, or the Twitter, whatever, you know. But yeah, I'll see y'all in a week. I'm gonna tell y'all how it's going. Am I gonna tell you how much I weigh? Probably not. But I will tell you how much weight I lose eventually, like in the month. But yeah, I'm super excited. So yeah, I'll talk to y'all next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.